On the advice of their lawyers and also their doctors, Off the Perch Podcast would like to inform all listeners that the opinions expressed in these recordings are solely personal and do not reflect the views of any organizations they are associated with. As such, if you are offended by any content herein, please contact Off the Perch directly and they will be addressed live on the next show.
This is Off the Perch, a New York Red Bulls supporters podcast.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki finds a sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what?
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Off the Perch. It's Steve.
It's Chris.
It's Pat.
And Pat has finally made it out of the police checkpoint at Times Square.
Yeah.
So welcome back, Pat.
Good to be back. Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
I feel like a guest.
Yeah, we were worried about the skirmishes happening on the fucking Q train platform. Just yeah. No, because if you don't, you. Anyways, Orlando.
Yeah, that was 90 minutes of a sport.
Yeah, it was a. We were talking so like. But we were talking before that we started recording, it was just like how very average the game felt. It just felt like a very home by the numbers MLS game. Like the MLS refs are back. So like Victor Rivas is like a normal ref that you can just be like, you have more confidence in him officiating in a game like as close as possible to the letter. And you won't be too upset about how it goes. And then the rest of it was just, you know, standard like MLS early season soccer. I think the one thing that I got out of it is, unfortunately, well, for me, I was when we recorded last week, Steve, we were talking about how like, oh man, Morgan and Van Zier, is this the duo up top that's gonna like lead us to like offensive like glory? And then it was just like, it didn't really pan out the same way it did the week before. I guess my Orlando genuinely cared versus Miami in the fucking cold rain that just had no desire to be there. They actually came out to play at home. It just felt like a very standard game. This was the closest. Yeah. Like the late goal did emit like some like energy from like years prior where it was just like, we just kind of get our offense going. And then they're like, we just kept absorbing pressure until, you know, we let a goal in. But it wasn't as bad as prior years. But other than that, it just felt like a very average game.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what we were kind of saying is like, it's weird how kind of normal the season has started. And I don't think that's a good thing or a bad thing. Obviously we're still too early to really figure out. I have no idea how good any team in the East is. It's still too early to figure out how good we actually are.
Yeah.
How good our manager is, or anything like that. Every game, it's bizarre. It's like a little exclave of the zone. Like every game seems to take place in its own little vacuum that doesn't have any meaning for like the longer marathon of the season yet. And that's not usually how I feel early in a season, but it just, I mean, this one in particular just was, it was in some ways very, very, as you kind of touched on, very emblematic of seasons past where we don't put games away and then concede the late goal. But then there was also a sort of solidity and a familiarity with that comes with, you know, drawing 1-1 away from home.
Yeah.
MLS.
Yeah.
And not being mad about it.
Right, right. Where you go, you look back at the whole, like the entirety of the game and just like, all right, okay. Like the 3 points would have been nice, but like to get out of there with at least a point is not the end of the world.
And the performance wasn't terrible. It was.
Yeah, exactly.
It was completely mundane match away from home.
Bang on average for like the entirety of the team for the most part.
Yeah. Entire, yeah.
I mean, it definitely wasn't the worst game we've played in Orlando.
Yeah. Not the worst game we've played in Orlando officiated by Victor Rivas, that's for sure.
No.
That's Yeah, and I get what you're saying, Pat, in the terms of, like, every game, or pretty much every game this season has had its own kind of, like, weird wrinkle. Like, where it comes to, like, us going, like, 0-0 to open the season in Nashville, who's a pretty decent team. And then, like, the back-to-back wins, like, against, like, the Texas teams, and then getting destroyed. Getting destroyed by for all intents and purposes, a better team than us at this point, like, in Columbus. And then to bounce back against a team that just didn't want to be there. Like, there's just, like, different little, like, wrinkles to each result that we've seen that just kind of, it's not quite clear yet where we are in totality. Like our defense is solid. Our midfield still is trying to figure out, like, who our best, I think our best midfield is. And then, like, our offense is still, despite the offensive explosion last week, it's still, compared to then going into this week, it just kind of, like, petered out, where we didn't see that continue into this week, the tandem of Morgan and Van Zier. That didn't result in more goals being scored. The only goal we got was the penalty that Morgan scored, and then after that it was just kind of dead. So yeah, I get what you mean, Pat, where, like, every game has new kind of, it there's, like, some answers but more questions than answers.
Yeah. It's like a built-in excuse for why every game ended the way it did.
Yeah. But yeah, like, going through the game, like I said, like, the penalty that we got came early, and then again, not much happened between the goal we scored in the 22nd minute and then the own goal we scored at the end of the game in the 89th. Like, the only thing that sticks out in my head was just Manuel's just really bad decision / miss that could have gotten us the 3 points, which was just frustrating in the sense that it's just like, man, like, I don't want to, like, rag on the guy, but it's just like, you're a striker, you should be able to make smarter decisions, like, you have to be more on your feet. Like, you have to know what to do when you see, like, when you have all the space in front of you and a goalkeeper's running at you. You have options. Like, don't panic and take the shot and hope that it's just gonna, like, curve back into like the fucking net. Like, just, like Steve, as you said before we started recording, like, either just chip it or fucking go around the goalkeeper. Just do one or the other. Just be smarter with the decisions you make. It's very annoying.
Or at the very least, like, wait until the last second to try to go around him and let him tackle you in the box. Like,
yeah.
Fuck. Like, have some fucking understanding of the game.
Yeah, like, the game state.
Just to make sure it wasn't saved. He just missed the target, right?
He just missed. Yeah,
he just straight up missed.
Went wide, not by much, but it went wide. And given that he had time and space to kind of make a better decision, it's just frustrating.
That reminds me of, like, playing youth soccer and just kids getting shouted at for taking shots from awkward angles where the biggest thing that they did wrong is just not know where the goal is. And it's very rare that you see that at the professional level, where a guy just, like, all he has to do, he shouldn't even have to pick his head up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to make sure that it wasn't saved before saying that, but
no.
To miss the target from there is absurd.
Yeah. And hey, like, Gallese is a good goalkeeper. Like I get there's, like, some form of just, like, knowing who you're, like, going up against in that situation, but also you shouldn't feel that to a degree.
If he were 10 feet tall in the same spot, a striker should still be scoring from there, because he was far enough off his line.
Yeah,
with nobody in front. I mean, the two easiest options in the world are to just dink it over him or to go around him.
Yeah. So annoying in that sense. Gengar got the start in the game. He seemed all right. He made decent runs, but, like, not the best performance. But again, it's early days for him. He's trying to still figure it out. He's a young player, so, like, still trying to get a feel for the team and all that stuff. Harper got subbed in for him. I think it was in the 63rd minute. We saw Ile come back, and unfortunately, he was the player that was credited with the own goal in the 89th minute. And then we also saw the return of John Tolkien. He got subbed in the 75th minute. So we're seeing players come back from injuries / international duty. So we're starting to get, I guess, the roster back to a more steady / like normal like that's flow structure, like structure. Like we're getting players back, so that's good to see. We have options up and down the roster, and like there's not much else to talk about. There was no real controversy. That's what I was like what I was saying at the top of the show, where it was just like, yeah, 90 minutes happened, and both teams got a goal, and we just carry on. Like there was nothing really. Well, no, there was one moment where it was weird, where like Orlando got like really mad, and there was like a scuffle, and I was just like it was very strange to be like, wait, you guys are like, why are you guys upset too? I think it's just an overall thing about how we play, where like teams just get mad. But then I just was just like, do they know like since we're playing Cincinnati next week, so they're like mad by proxy, like absorbing some of the anger and just being like ah.
Yeah, Cincinnati traded them some allocation money to like
to just get mad.
Get mad.
Yeah, yeah. That was the only thing that was kind of that struck me as odd for the like totality of the game. That was basically it. Nothing else really happened. Yeah. Anything else like to touch on or cover before we move on? Did anyone else think Schwartz looked kind of sickly at some points when they showed him on camera?
He looked sickly?
Yeah, he looked like he hadn't... someone on Twitter said that he looked like he hadn't slept in like 4 days. And he just looked like fatigued. And I was just like, is he all right? But that's neither here nor there. It was just...
It was that post-Red Bull rash.
Hmm. Yeah,
he drank. I don't know what his favorite color is. He hasn't told us in a press conference yet.
Yeah,
true. He drank it too early
and just cried. Yeah, he's just running on fumes after that. Yeah, that was the only other thing to mention about Orlando. Standard 1-1 draw on the road early in the season. Get a point, get out, and that's it. On to news. No major tabloid news this week, thankfully. That stayed normal for once. The only news in terms of like player transaction is not really a transaction per se. We just extended but we signed Cameron Harper to a new contract with us. It's a 3-year contract with an option for 2028. I don't know how I feel. Like, I don't think Cameron. I'm like fine with it, but also like, why do we need to sign Cameron Harper to a new contract? Like, I don't know if he's the kind of player like that needs it. But I guess you want to keep players. But it just feels like, just I don't know. It's not that it's like out of the ordinary, but it's also just like a weird decision to make like now. Like he hasn't shown. To me, he hasn't shown enough to be like, "Hey, we want to keep you around long term." He's a steady hand. Like I'm not gonna say he isn't, but also kind of weird to just do it now, in my opinion.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting, you know, the tweets with photos of in the paper, and all that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I always think those are kind of like cringy, like when any team does it, like if it's a free agent or something like that, like fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Jets with Mike Williams, somebody had a Taylor Ham egg and cheese delivered to the Jets, like facility in Florham Park. So they posted a video of him like unwrapping it, taking a bite and signing the contract like that afternoon.
Okay.
Like, that's fun. But when you're just like
giving a guy a new contract, yeah,
Yeah, like this feels like making an announcement that like you added Showtime to your cable package. Like,
Yeah.
cool,
Sweet.
great.
Awesome.
Like, all right.
You got MLB extra innings this season. Congrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that's, I guess superfluous is a word you can kind of associate with it. It's just like a okay. Yeah. Kind of a interesting thing to do in April. But yeah, so he's with us now for a few more years. We'll see if that results in him playing better, playing worse. Who knows?
Hey, look, he's not the worst former Celtic product that we got in that one off season. Was Klimala.
Honestly, I could argue that Klimala was better, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm just saying,
He's
like,
stuck or he's still here.
of the
The
transfers,
transfer.
this one did not cost us the most.
True, true. In terms of
From
like
a
dollars and
business
cents, from a
perspective.
business perspective, yes. From dollars and cents, okay. I'm with you there. Correct, correct, correct. So yeah, that happened. And then from training that happened today and the press conference that happened today, Emil Forsberg did train with the team today. Schwartz says that they are waiting until tomorrow to make a decision on his availability for Saturday. So we'll see what happens there if we see him on the road against Cincy. And let's just roll right into that. FC Cincinnati is like 12 angry men disguised as a soccer team. They are currently in first place in the Eastern Conference. Three wins, three draws, zero losses. Their last game was a 1-1 draw against Charlotte FC. This like fixture now, I mean, at least not for us, but for them, they really look forward to this game.
Oh yeah.
Like I think even to the point where like someone had to explain to Schwartz that like he doesn't like that since he like hates us, and he was just like, wait, what? Why? And they're just like, it's because of like Amaya and all this stuff. Yeah, it's just I think this is a game that they definitely have circled on their calendars every time they play against us. It's I find it hilarious. I just find it. I will always say it's hilarious every time we play them. It's just the funniest thing that they just get so mad at us and specifically Amaya, because man, that happened so long ago.
They're a few
I
years
just
late to this, aren't they? Like, you remember around 15, 16, 17 when there was a whole queue of teams that wanted to be our biggest rivals.
yeah.
And now all of them have basically decided that they don't care about us because why would you?
Right, right.
And Cincinnati is the only, despite being light years better than we are in the last few seasons, like have decided that, yeah, actually we're public enemy number one.
Yeah. And it's not even about like I don't think I've ever seen them mention like us beating them in the Open Cup in
No,
2018.
they don't
Like it
care
has
about that.
not it they don't that never comes up. It's just always Frankie Amaya leaving when they were bad.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay.
Look, like I totally get it. Like, they need somebody other than Columbus to get, amped about. But until they like bring in a garbage truck to like bang around in or like make a
Like
fake staged video of their mascot like
lighting a bull
beating
on
up a,
fire.
yeah,
Yeah.
like
They
sorry,
got
you're
sent their
not
shit
even
up.
our you're not even our worst cringy fake rival. Like, get in line, get sorry, like don't take notes from Philly, but take some notes from Philly.
Like yeah, like step your game up. If you're gonna hate us, at least do some cringy shit to like be like for us to like laugh at, not just be mad when the game kicks off and like your players just feel like they like take like jet or whatever fictional drug that just gets people mad. Like, they just take, like, the venom from Batman and just rage out. But yeah, no, like, since these past few seasons have been a good team. Like, unfortunately, they have been. They knocked us out for the playoffs. Is it the past two seasons now? Yeah, two or three?
Two.
Two, right.
And the Open Cup last year.
Ah, yes, and the Open Cup last year, yeah. So they do have that on us. And they are a good team. They won the Shield last year. They did not... who did they get knocked out by last season? I forgot who it was, but it was funny when it happened. But yeah. It was
Columbus.
Oh, they did get knocked out by Columbus, right. Yeah. That was... Okay, that makes it even funnier. Yeah. But yeah, they still have, like, players like Brendan Vasquez, Lucio Costa. Those guys are still... Well, no, Brendan Vasquez is not there anymore. He went to Monterrey. So they still have Luciano Acosta. That fucking little fucking pipsqueak.
Yeah, and they got Matt, where were you on January 6th?
Matt, I did not bum rush the ref's locker room, Miasca. Yeah. Matt, me blowing kisses at the South Ward was not me being mocking them, but me merely showing my admiration for them.
Yeah.
Oh. Scumbag. He is. I don't know if it's scumbag. I just think he's just a dumb guy. He's just a jock. Like, he's just like, oh, I didn't know that would cause that reaction. It's like, really? Okay. All right.
Dude, you're fucking from Clifton. Like.
Yeah. Come on, man.
There's not much more that would piss off a guy from North Jersey than blowing kisses at him.
After you scored a penalty against us.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I remember years ago, like, when shit was, like, really bad between ESC and GSU, and, like, I was on the perch, and a bunch of them were, like, giving me the finger, and I was just blowing kisses at them. And after the game, they were like, "Why the fuck are you blowing kisses at me?" I'm like, "Why are you giving me the finger?" And they were like, "All right, that's a fair point." Like,
he should have known better. That's just,
yeah,
it's taunting. It's taunting. It's New Jersey. That's taunting in North Jersey. That's just what it is. But yeah, it's just, they've had our number the past few years. And like, I know we said the game against Columbus was going to be our first test, and we failed that test in spectacular fashion. But this is another early season test against, you know, arguably the defending champions of last season. How are you guys feeling for this game on the road, Saturday, 7:30? What are we feeling is going to happen in this game?
I mean, we have to win just for the fucking memes.
We have
to. Just for the hilarity. Like, we beat them in their own place last year.
We did.
After they won the Shield.
Yes.
And that's, like, a huge factor in us making the playoffs. So,
yeah, you know. I remember they won the Shield, and I was just like, we have to go over there and play them. I hope we force, my tweet was like, I hope we force, oh my God, I've blanked on his name. Reply All manager, man. Anyways, the general manager, I forgot his name. My brain's
Chris Albright.
No, not Chris Albright. Ours. Yeah. Dennis Hamlett, and them to be the guard of honor for them for just having a shitty season. And then we won. And I was just like, man, what the fuck? That was the point of the season where I had already given up, and I was just like, yeah, we're not going to make the playoffs. Fuck anything and everything. And then we somehow still got in. But it's I would like for us to get a result, but if it's anything like Columbus, I don't know. I hope we've learned lessons from that Columbus game that we'll carry into this game, but it's so quick to pick up anything to learn on, given that happened like 2-3 weeks ago.
How fucking funny would it be if Daniel Edelman comes, like, is back in the lineup and gets another red card in Ohio? Like,
this continues.
I wouldn't even be mad.
That's just his calling card. He's just,
yeah, like, dude wants to leave Ohio so badly.
So like
that, as, like, he's just getting tossed
as fast as possible. Like, Yeah, he's just like, oh, I have to play? No, that's not happening. I gotta go. Like, I'll take
pull in the old Tim Cahill.
The old Jesse Marsh, just throw a chair or something. I don't know. I don't want to be like too negative and say we're gonna like get destroyed, but I also don't want to be like too positive and say we're gonna get a win on the road against a good opponent. I would love for us to get just a draw, like another draw on the road, and then just get back home to play a Chicago that's Chicago. I think if we get like a nice 1-1 draw, I'd be happy. So that's my prediction. The game's gonna end 1-1.
I mean, I guess they're not running away with anything this year.
No. We are a point behind them. They haven't lost a game. They have three wins, three draws. So it's not like they're insane. Yeah. But yeah, are they the number one team in the league right now? No, yeah. No, they're tied with LA. Yeah. Actually, Galaxy in the Shield standings is ahead by one. They're ahead because of goal differential.
Galaxy in first place.
That's a nice return of the V. Yes, the return of the V.
I would love if we win this weekend and it's LA Galaxy and New York Red Bulls.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Conferences.
Yeah.
We get that old money derby back running. Like,
a good return to just like proper MLS, like fucking. Actually, now I want us to win. Now I want us to win so we can jump to the top of the standings, and just share in the glory with LA.
Get all the Greek statue heads posting about MLS.
Yes, to traditional like Hellenistic Twitter accounts or whatever they are. Yeah, get those all going. We have to just make a bunch of them for MLS, like return to MLS like proper history. Fuck a FC Cincinnati. What the fuck is an Inter Miami? Fuck out of here. Yeah. Just goes back to the thing I suggested about the Open Cup. Just let the original MLS teams in. Oh yeah, we're out of the RB2's out of the Open Cup. That's another piece of news that we kind of glanced over. One of our fans got punched again. You know, it's same old shit, just in a lower division, and in fucking Belsen Stadium. So what else is new? Yeah, sorry, we got kind of sidetracked by reminiscing about times when us in LA were, or I should clarify, us in the Galaxy were good. At the same time,
I just to continue our fucking shit posting here.
Yeah,
like I really just want us to win because there's this weird thing in like this, it's kind of cringy thing that I've seen in like NASCAR and IndyCar and stuff, like when all these cars are coming in for their pit and you know the guy that gets to race like twice a year because like his team has no money stays out for one lap and his entire crew like takes a picture with the pole behind them with the leaderboard with like his number at top.
Yeah,
like I want that. Like I want the memes of us celebrating being in first place for the first time in like 84 years. Like
just have
last year, we literally weren't in a playoff spot
until the end. Last
30 seconds of the season.
Yeah,
like I don't fucking care.
You just
like,
want to be. You just want first, that taste again. You want to feel that again. Like,
yeah,
even if it's for like the 30 minutes before like a team like either Inter or Columbus like win and then we're back in like second. Just that brief moment of just being at the top again, you just want that feeling.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I respect that. Yeah.
Like somebody, if we win on Saturday, somebody like steal the Shield back. Like just bring it home.
Honestly, that'll get them mad. Like let's find, like, let's get a reason for them to actually be mad at us. Like, let's like, yeah, just like rip down their Shield banner. Just like if the Shield is actually in the stadium, just like, just steal it. Say no, we won it by right of victory. Now I'm leaning more towards us saying we're gonna win because of all these things you're suggesting. See, damn it. Pat, what about you? What are you feeling for this game?
Uh, 2-0 win.
Okay.
I don't know if I actually believe that or if it's just because just of the last 5 minutes of riffing.
The spur of the moment. Listen, like
also kind of in theme with just what I kind of believe about this season, both for us and for the rest of the league so far anyway, which is that even more so than normal, like, games just don't seem to matter yet.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to tell who's actually good and who's actually playing their cards right. And, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll be a 2-0 win, or maybe it'll be like the humbling that we got in Columbus a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah. 2-0 win. And yeah, I don't know if anyone's going there. Yeah. Try and get your hands on the shield, bring it back. I mean,
the one thing I forgot to mention actually in terms of like the Cincinnati's like lineup is that their goalkeeper is going to be out this weekend. Celentano's not.
I heard he's out like long term.
He's out long term. Okay.
That's got what it. They said. Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't even know it was going to be like that. I just thought it was just like a knock for like a game. Okay. Which again, like I don't know. Goalkeepers in MLS are, they're like either really bad. Like there's none, I don't know if they, are there any really, really bad goalkeepers in MLS? Like that's the one thing that this league had. Like there's, maybe what's his name? The one that Jurgen Klinsmann's kid. He was not a good goalkeeper.
No.
And there was another guy that I forgot that played for one of the California teams. Was it Bingham? Not Gingham? Gingham?
Oh yeah. I mean, if we're diving into history, right? I'm trying. Well, I mean, there was Josh Saunders, obviously.
Well, yeah.
But I'm trying to remember. But there was an LA Galaxy keeper. It was after Donovan Ricketts, who was exceptionally bad, but I don't remember his name. He might have been one of the guys who turned out to be like a far right wacko, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I do vaguely remember them having a keeper who was pretty frequently having howlers. Maybe it wasn't Bingham. I don't think it was him. Whatever.
Yeah.
Generally, right. I would agree that.
There is Sean Johnson.
Yeah,
and I know we joke about Bill Hamid face, but like, do you remember when NYC was playing at Minnesota to start the season? Like
the one years ago? Where he like missed the kick and it just like went past him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like
you were about to mention that.
Come on.
That was hilarious. Yeah, like there's moments like that where it's just like okay. All right, so yeah, consider me corrected. Yeah, there are bad MLS keepers. All right, I'm going with you guys. I'm going to say we're going to win. I'm going to say we're going to win 2-1. I'm switching my prediction. You guys can convince me. Let's go to questions. Where the frick are the questions? There they are. Question time. Thanks for sending questions. We've got more in 2 weeks than we have in 2 years. No, probably not, but maybe, thank you for sending questions, guys. No, truly appreciate them. Two questions back to back they're not back to back, but they're similar. Upstate Trash and Pierre Delecto, Upstate Trash asked, is Ohio real? And then Pierre Delecto asked, how does one void any theoretical existence of Ohio? Also chili recommendations while inebriated after the game. First of all, don't say chili around me. And like when you, is Ohio real? No, it's not. It's not a real place. It's, I don't know, man. Ohio is just an extension of like Pennsylvania. Ohio is just like a suburb of Pittsburgh.
Ohio's just for people too boring for Indiana.
Okay. And people too scared of like living in like Michigan and Illinois.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Ohio's not real. And how does one void any theoretical existence of Ohio? I don't know. You just kind of drive through it and just pretend you're somewhere else. If you don't accept that it exists, it doesn't exist. Steve, do you have chili recommendations for this man?
I mean, should I send them the blue ash like I sent you to blue ash?
We
Like a
went.
rite of passage.
It is like a rite of passage. Looking back at it, I think I've mentioned this. I think me almost dying in Cincinnati was like the funeral pyre or like the Aztec sacrifice that got us like the proverbial rain that was winning that game. Yeah, so like Blue Ash, is it Blue Ash Chili or Blue Ash Diner? What was it called? Blue Ash.
Blue
It's
Ash.
but the thing is, that's not in Ohio. That's in wasn't that in Kentucky or Northern
No,
Kentucky?
no, no, no. It's in Blue Ash, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, go there. And then, just have Pepto with you. Just prepare yourself. Like
Yeah,
just be prepared.
I mean, really, if you wanna like do something just really fucking bizarre, there's a sports bar named Madonna, that the portions are gigantic. It's the diviest of dive bars, and it's in the downtown area. Don't know why it's in the downtown area, but it is. Yeah, it's just fucking weird. Called Madonna. I don't know.
That's an oxymoron. Downtown Cincinnati, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
That's just called the town center.
Yeah.
There's no downtown Cincinnati. Thank you guys for the questions about Ohio's existence. Brian the Bat asks, will Cincy ever get over 2018, the 2018 US Open Cup, or will that forever be their Joker origin story with us?
I
That's
thought it was
what
2017.
2017.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the thing. I don't think that's their Joker origin story with us. I truly do think it's Frankie
Most
Amaya.
of them weren't around.
Yeah.
Like,
I genuinely think it was just Frankie Amaya saying he doesn't want to play for them and then coming to us and they've just held on to that. Like it's weird to the point where like he'll just be Amaya will be playing for us a random team in the middle of like July. And there's some Cincinnati fan on Twitter out there just like tweeting about Amaya. It's just like, brother, just like I know there's not a lot of stuff to do in Ohio, but like what the
they
fuck?
won the Shield last year, and I saw multiple tweets from
Yes,
Cincinnati people
I
that were like,
remember.
fuck the Red Bulls. And it's like, you didn't beat us for the Shield. Like, what are you on
We
about?
played there after you guys won.
Yeah, like, fuck. Like, just
Go
enjoy the
enjoy.
moment.
Just go have fun. You guys are the best
God.
team in the league.
It was like the NYC fans with the COVID Cup that were like, they win in penalties and immediately like start adding us, and it's like, enjoy your moment.
Or the guy that like bought the championship hat and then like went to Red Bull Arena because he lives in New
Red
Jersey.
Bull Arena, yeah, like,
It's like,
no.
I think I tweeted when that happens. Like, if you catch me in the Bronx, if we win MLS Cup like the day after, you have permission to shoot me in the face. Like, you have permission to just like fucking exile me. Like I'm a leper.
Didn't he also go to the training facility? Like, dude went like he might as well have gone to the fucking Pine Barrens. Like, what are you doing?
I mean,
There
he
was
lives in
no
Jersey, so
public
he,
transportation there.
yeah,
What
he,
are you
yeah,
doing?
he, li yeah, it's he's it's a strange, str there's some strange people, it's just weirdnesses, but yeah, there's weird fans that just get mad when they're that they just get upset, they obsess about quote unquote rivals, not for like Cincy's case, but like they just get to the point where they just forget that the point is to win and to be happy that your team is winning, and you lose sight of it, and it's just like you guys need a fucking refocus on happiness. Strange, strange. So yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't think the Open Cup loss is their Joker origin story. Like, for maybe older Cincy fans, and I don't know if there's that many, that's like a wrinkle to it, but I don't think that's the core part of why they hate us. At least to me. Like, I just don't see it. Like, it's weird. It's weird.
It's all right. Like 10 years from now, there's going to be a homegrown player for Cincinnati that every time they play us, he's going to like just beam balls into the supporter section, and somebody's finally going to ask him why, and it's all going to be JC's fault for posting that picture of
The
the
fan?
dad with the two kids.
Yes.
Like, it's the son is
It's,
now playing, and he's out
yes.
for revenge.
He's now out for revenge against us. Yeah. That's the picture I always post it. When, like last year when they got knocked out, it's just like you just have to. It's just part of
Oh,
the, I mean, on our side is part of the lore. Like on, it's not on their side. It's just I like making fun of them about it. But yeah, thank you, Brian, for the question. Final question is from Nerdwitch. Juan asks, if Gengar has played himself into the starting 11, do you think Peter Stroud gets rotated out of center midfield in favor of a non-suspended Edelman? Has Gengar played himself into the starting 11 already? Like, I don't know. I think, like, I'm not out here saying like Stroud has been much better. I feel like Stroud has been kind of our weakest link, outside of striker play. Stroud has felt not as sharp as he did like last season, and last season he was kind of all right. It just feels like he's regressed in his development. Do I think Peter Schultz gets rotated though? I guess if it gets to come down to it, I'd rather have Gengar and Edelman out there rather than Stroud, because I think Stroud just still has to show more.
Yeah, I think Stroud's better off the bench than Edelman.
Also that Stroud does have a different energy off the bench. Maybe it'll get him back into, you know, better play if he comes off the bench and just makes an impact there. Excuse me. Yeah, I don't know. I don't Gengar is still I'm not quite sold on him yet. Like, yeah, his he's makes decent runs. Sure, his top fart is top. But I don't see enough yet to be like, yeah, that should be our starter out there. Like, I feel like he still has to show more for me to kind of for me to say that he should be a consistent starter for us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really sold on any of them either, kind of echoing what you guys said.
Even Edelman to a degree, because it's just like
Yeah.
Edelman just keeps
He's
fucking
got a
getting
lot of
cards.
bite. He's got a lot of
Yeah.
bite. Like sometimes looks like a tidy player in the not so flattering use of that term.
Yeah. He gets
But
himself into trouble more
yeah,
often
he
than not.
does. He does. I don't know. Like I mean all of them are guys that yeah, you probably could be successful in MLS with having them in your 11 as long as a lot of other pieces are in place that are not in place with us.
Right.
But I guess Gengar is more, I mean, probably will play a lot. I mean, like he'll play in like on in the outside midfield a lot more.
Yeah.
So I'm not like I guess between the three of them, you're kind of looking at sort of three different positions anyway, more or less.
Yeah, because I don't think you're gonna take on Amaya. Like then Amaya's pretty locked in at where he's at. Obviously, like Forsberg on the other side, that's not changing unless he keeps just picking up injuries. So yeah, those the two out of the four position, like two out of the four midfield positions are kind of already locked. So it's kind of like picking between how you want the rest of the midfield to go. Obviously, Gengar is better on the outside. I mean, hell, just let's see how Edelman looks, you know, coming back off the suspension. Hopefully, he doesn't pick up another one in Ohio. And then see what Stroud does off the bench. I'd like to just see us kind of again figure out more of what our best options out there are out there. Not only in the midfield, also I guess with the striker. I think at this point I kind of already have my answers when it comes to strikers. We just need a striker. Like, because it's annoying that we have to rely on Morgan to just keep producing goals for us, because Manuel and Venzia aren't going to be the options to do it, it seems like, which is annoying. But we predicted this, and we said that we should sign somebody, and we didn't sign anybody. So it is what it is. Thank you for the question, Juan. That was it for questions. Anything else before we wrap up?
I mean, really weird schedule quirk that I noticed. Outside of playing Nashville in the home in the season opener, we played Texas team, Ohio, Florida, Florida, Ohio.
Huh.
Kind of weird.
That is weird. Yeah. That is strange. Why are they making us do this? I mean, I would rather get those games out of the way just because I don't like any of those states. I don't like the majority of states. Well, no, Illinois is fine. I like going to Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And now I'm going to the LAFC game.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, yeah. I need to buy my
tickets yet?
No, not yet. I need to buy them. Am I too late? They close tomorrow. I should buy them tonight. I will buy them tonight.
When is that?
Yeah.
April 21st.
Oh, wow.
No, April 20th, 4:20.
April 20th. The day of days. Yeah, thank you for the reminder. I will go buy them now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Pat, anything from you before we wrap up?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, guys. So that's going to do it for us this week. We'll be back next week to talk about this game. The Cincy game, and then we'll talk about the upcoming home game against Chicago. And anything that happens in between now and then. Until then, we will see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Peace.
Bye.